I want to talk this morning a little bit about friendship and fellowship. We're going to have fellowship here in a little while, eating, breaking of the bread. But friendship is so, so important. You guys know a lot of friends? Huh? Yeah. Friendship is so special. And what I found out over the years, before I became a pastor, I was more of a heathen than what I am now. On Sunday mornings, where I would go to have fellowship was and friendship was the local bar. And then I come to realize that after the Lord touched my heart and changed my life and changed my perspective on things, and then I started going to church on a regular basis, and little by little I kind of got a hold of really what it means to have friends, Christian friends. And I look back in my life now and I could see why I went to the bars. I was looking for friendship and fellowship. But it's really not the place to find it. The best place to find friends and to have fellowship is in the house of God. And it's so important. Over the years, I've had a lot of friends that were friends, but they really weren't friends. In fact, one of my very, very best friends, when I used to go to the bars on Sunday morning, a fellow Billy Hill. And after I changed my life and started going to church and different things like that, and he didn't come around much anymore. And one day I run into him, and I said, "How you been? Where you been?" You know, I said, "Why don't you come around? Why don't we go?" And he said, "No," he says, "I don't like being around you anymore. You're a different person." And I took that as a compliment because God had changed my heart. But Christian friends and fellowship is really meant to be in the house of God, because that's where the lasting friendships come. Even like things that you might need, medical attention or something like that, the house of God, friends in the house of God, they're always there to help you and to care for you. Not that secular friends won't, but Christian friends are so, so important. So you guys are developing a lot of Christian friends with the youth group. Tina and Travis started this little outreach ministry almost 3 years ago now, where they go and they minister to the young people and bring them to church, and they teach them about Christian values and different things and feed them and to be able to have the fellowship. So only about half of them are here this morning, but it's every Sunday. Travis teaches them how to play musical instruments, and Tina teaches in a lot of different things. Tina Rucker teaches. Carol Morgan teaches with them, and it's grown to about an average of 20, maybe 22 young people every week. The church saw and realized that it was a special ministry, and if you notice, there's a Ford bus over there. The church invested into the youth ministry so that we can get you and bring you here and share what the love of God means and what Christian friendship and fellowship means. So